بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، واعف عنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. هي سيد رحمه الله يقول رحمه الله، من وساء يقول رحمه الله هو is that صلى الله عليه وسلم أيوة ابن قدامة المقدسي رحمه الله عليه. يقول رحمه الله النوع الثاني المعدن. He says المعدن the metals. فمن استخرج من معدن نصابا من الذهب أو الفضة أو ما قيمته ذلك من الجواهر أو الكحل أو الصفر أو الحديد أو غيره فعليه الزكاة. Whoever extracts a nisab of metal, of gold or silver, or a value equals to this nisab in precious metals such as kuhl, copper and iron, must pay zakat on it. Here he said, this is it's called as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah, what did he say? In verse, in Surah Al-Baqarah 267, this is the dalil for the ma'adin. يقول المولى عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم. Are you who have believed, أنفقوا يعني pay from the طيبات, from the good that we sustain you with. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And from whatever we have gave you from, you took from the earth. Like, here he said, whomever extracts from the earth nisab, يعني from ma'dan, we'll talk about that inshallah, from gold or silver, from gold or silver. The ulama, the issue of al-ma'dan, it is something here, the sheikh used the ayah, يعني we used the ayah, and we said it is also like everything that comes out from the earth. He said, al-nisab from dhahab wa fidda. How much? How much? Rub'u ushrihi. يعني what? Quarter of the tenth. How much quarter of the tenth? I know what it is. 2.05. Type 2.05. Yeah. A mine that extracts gold and silver. صح? Then how much they pay zakat? They say how much they extracted, and they pay zakat 2.5. 2.5 because what? 0. Yeah, 2.5. 2.5. Not 0.5. Right. So why that? Because this is the? Yes. As long as it reaches the nisab, we'll talk about it inshallah. He said, also, or a value equal to this nisab. Meaning, if what you bring out from the earth equal to the nisab, which is what? Gold and silver. What is the nisab of gold and nisab of silver? We'll talk about them inshallah when the time comes. Just leave them now. But you know, if for example you extracted copper, صح? And the copper reaches the nisab, what would happen? You need to pay zakat on it. Pay it. Here he said, you need to pay zakat. Here he said, يعني in precious metals such as kuhul, because the kuhul that you use on the eye is what? It's a stone. It's a precious stone. Our metals comes out and they crush it, they use it as kuhul. He said, or copper, iron, he has to pay the zakat, rub'u al-ushr from the qeemah. 1/40. What is the dalil? We said the generality of the ayah and
the specific دليل قياس. What is the قياس?
Analogical deduction. As what comes out from grain, you need to pay zakat. Same thing, what comes out from metal and iron, you need to pay zakat. Here he said, وَلَا يُخْرَجُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ السَّبْكِ وَالتَّصْفِيَةِ. The zakat, let me read the translation. The zakat is not to be paid until after it has been cast and refined. We want to also talk about something important. What about the oil that comes from the ground? This is one, al-petrol. Second, uranium. Is there zakat on them? Yes, there is zakat on them. Some ulama said no, there is no zakat on oil. And there is no zakat on uranium. And thus gas. Why they said? They said because it's not mentioned as ma'dan. It's not a ma'dan. But in reality, it is wealth that comes out from the ground and there is zakat on it. And some said, no, it is measured on the athman. Whatever it is worth, you pay the zakat on whatever it is worth. And this is يعني the some ulama. And some ulama said, no, there is no zakat. If we're going to say copper, a precious metal, as you would see here, he's going to say, rahimahullah, he's going to say to you that وَلَا شَيْءَ فِي اللُّؤْلُؤِ وَالْمَرْجَانِ وَالْعَنْبَرِ وَالْمِسْكِ. Meaning, there is no zakat on pearls, corals, amber or musk, or what is hunted on the land or fish in the sea. صح؟ Let's just say you're a pearl diver. Your business is to dive and collect pearls. Or, for example, your job is to in the excavation, you got gems, not gold and silver, what you call ahjar karima, gems. صح? If you got all of those, here al-lu'lu' wal-marjan, wal-anbar, طيب? Here he said amber, طيب. All of this, lu'lu' marjan, same as the precious stones, diamonds, and so on. Is there zakat on them? This is the thing. This because they are, yes, precious stones, but they're not something of value. What does it mean? Meaning when you have the gold and silver, and something similar to them like the copper, all of these are what? Yeah, the copper is measured on what? On gold and silver and ma'dan. صح? طيب. All of this, all belong when they say illa. What is the illa? Metal with value. Metal with value that is used. Corals and all these things, it is considered more of what? Jewelry, and has no use really. صح? Jewelry that has no use. And that's why some ulama said there is no zakat on jewelry. We'll talk about it. It's not a final opinion. Because the jewelry, stay with me, the jewelry is what? It's a gold which has the thaman, the value, turned to something that is a jewelry with no value. Yes, the jewelry, you take it, you sell it. But the gold and silver on its own, you pay zakat on it because it is like cash, like money. And the cash money you have, it is based on the gold and silver. So when you talk that jewelry, it's not currency anymore. Like the gold and silver. So that's why there is no thamaniya to it. صح? So, but when you take it out of the earth, then it is like ma'dan, metals. And that's why there is zakat on it when you first take it from the earth. And you pay according to 2.5%. Now, this is one issue. Second issue then, we said, the gems and the pearls and all this, this is more used for jewelry. That's why the ulama, they say there is no zakat on it. For personal use. Most of the people, they use it for personal use. But when you trade it, we'll talk about that when we come to the chapter of zakat. What chapter of commodity and عروض التجارة.
Now, come to the issue of oil. Where does it fall here? Does it fall this one or the second one? Or the rikaz? Rikaz is when you open it, even if it has pearls, no gold. You open, you find, you know, pearls and gold and silver and maybe things you don't pay zakat, like swords of value, then 20% of it is zakat. So regardless what's in it, it's a treasure that is worth money, not something you find all the clothes you're going to throw it. No. Whatever you find, if it has a value, then there is a 20% zakat. Where does the oil fit in the, all these three? Some ulama, they said because the rikaz, you don't work hard for it. You just dunk in the ground and found it. You didn't water it like the plants. You didn't dig aiming for it, in a sense. When you have a mining, you see mine, and you dig, and you got workers, and you're risking and everything. That's why your payment, it is not 20% like al-rikaz. Sah? You see the difference? Now we look at the oil. Does the oil require digging and working hard and everything? Yes. Is it considered that is something of use for the people and become like a commodity and something expensive, or something for personal use? Commodity. So that's why we say the closest opinion, Wallahu A'lam, it falls under what, ya shabab? The ma'dan, yes, the metal, so there is 2.5%. This is if you want to put it in that. يقول رحمه الله. So we do not take the zakat except after you have refined it and finished. Based on what? On the tamar and the zabib. Date and raisins. Right? Why? يعني if you pick the date and you turn it to date, you have to leave it until it what? It dries. And the same thing here, you have to refine it and everything, and then you pay the zakat. I'll finish this and I'll read inshallah what the sheikh said. وَلَا شَيْءٍ فِي اللُّؤْلُؤِ وَالْمَرْجَانِ وَالْعَنْبَرِ وَالْمِسْكِ. Of course we read this, and there is no zakat on pearls, coral, amber or musk, or on what is hunted on the land or fished from the sea. But if you fished from the sea, talab box, you opened it, you find very expensive coins that go back to King Fahm. What are you doing? 20%. Tayyib. He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that يعني صحاح الحافظ ابن حجر في التلخيص, the Prophet said, ليس في العنبر زكاة. There is no zakat in the amber. Right? So here what do we understand? We understand what? There is no zakat, and we, according to that, we add the mask and we add the lu'lu' and the marjan. Why we said the illa behind it, ya ikhwa? Because it is more of personal use. Like diamond, it's more of personal use. And that's why you see gold and silver is what? In the markets today, and this is the fitra inside the human beings, that in the markets today, the commodities that are traded, spot gold, spot silver, spot even copper, but there is no really diamond. Because people still today don't consider any value. Or gems. It's up to the jeweler. You see? That's why the market does not, the stock markets all over the world does not recognize it as something. They even recognize what? The coffee beans in the futures exchange and pork bellies, and haram of course, but you just tell me, and the cotton, they recognize it as futures in the futures exchange, but no diamonds or gems or corals or none of that. You see? Because this in its reality, you'll find it has no value. Yani if now 10, 20 of the big diamond traders drop the price, finished.
It's finished.
It's something people find and people like it. And actually, diamonds is found in huge numbers, but they bury it and they throw it. Why? So they can keep the prices high. And that's why the highest people who control diamonds is the Jews. They're the ones. Any jeweler who deals with diamonds at a high level is Jewish. Now, when you have, this is different. We're going to talk about it in TJR. If you have a gem, yani the gem shop, then you have to pay zakat on your stock. Like we said, the horses, for example, your horse, even if you are the biggest horse breeder in the world that breeds horse, each horse worth $500,000 is no zakat. But when it becomes a zakat, when you market for sale, then there is zakat on the value, and you evaluate your business and you pay zakat on it. We'll talk about it when we get to the tijara. Now, but now, from what comes out of the earth, can we? He said no. He said, وَلَا شَيْءَ فِي صَيْدِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And there is nothing in what is hunted on the land or fished from the sea. What is the dalil on that? The dalil on that, the ulama, yani al-ulama with the consensus said there is no zakat on that. طيب, because there is no clear obligation in it. Or, in better word, there is no obligation whatsoever in it. And the ulama learned this in qawa'id fiqhiyya. Al-asl bara'atu al-dhimma. The basic principle that you owe nothing unless someone can bring a proof that you are obligated to pay something. Yani the basic principle, with all your wealth, you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nothing, or you owe people nothing. Hada called bara'at al-dhimma. Then until I can prove that you have to. How? I tell you, okay, you have gold worth that much and Allah ordered this, then it becomes obligatory on you to pay, you see. So al-asl, that there's no dalil to say that you need to pay anything on what you hunt and what you collect from the sea, from fish, and so. Here he said, rahimahullah, وَفِي الرِّكَازِ الْخُمْسُ أَيِّ نَوْعٍ كَانَ مِنَ الْمَالِ. He said here, the zakat on buried treasure from a pre-Islamic period of ignorance. One-fifth of what is found, regardless what kind of property it is, whether it is a small or large amount. What does it mean? Here, meaning the rikaz is something found before the pre-Islamic period. After the Islamic period, you have to make it known. Meaning, you found coins buried in the ground, and you dated it before the, it's about 1600 years old. Then this is rikaz. But something that is after the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yajib ta'rifuhu. Let's read the hadith here. طيب, I'll read to you, but let me read the hadith here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن وجدته في قرية مسكونة فعرفه وإن وجدته في قرية غير مسكونة ففيه وفي الركاز الخمس. He said, if you find it in an inhabited village, announce that you found it. And if you find it in a deserted village, then one-fifth due on it and on any buried treasure from the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. Right? So here, if you find it in an inhabited area, you need to let it and people know so the owner of it can come and claim. But let me read to you also what constitutes a rikaz. Here it is. يقول في الروض المربع وإن كان على شيء منه علامة المسلمين فلقطه وكذا إن لم تكن علامة. He said in the Rawd al-Murbi', one of the books of the Hanabila, he said, if you find on that treasure, alama from alamat al-Muslimin, yani
it is that, let's just say, coin or sword that written on it, La ilaha illallah, or a sword, it says on it, Al-Khalifa al-Rashid, for example, Al-Ma'mun, which is something. Or Khalifatul Mu'mineen, Kada. So you know it's from the Islamic period. He said, this is Luqata. What is Luqata? Something that is lost and you find. So it takes the ruling of the Luqata, and we'll talk about it when we get to the chapter of Luqata, when you do financial transaction. A Luqata will say you find something. How to announce it and for how long and when it becomes yours and so on. Mafhoom? Here he said, Ala Hashiya, the commentary, he said, and listen to this. He said, أي فإن كان ما وجد عليه علامة المسلمين بأسماء ملوكهم أو أنبيائهم أو آية من القرآن ونحو ذلك أو على بعضه وعليه باقية علامة الكفار أو كان ما عليه علامة الإسلام عليه علامة الكفر فليس ذلك بركاز لأن ذلك قرينة صير ربطه إلى مسلم وكذا إن لم يوجد عليه علامة كالأواني والحلي والسبائك فلقطة يجري عليه أحيام اللقطة في بابها لانتفاء الشرط وهو علامة. He said, يعني, what summarized to tell you, he said, if you have a mark from the marks of the Muslims, whether it is an ayah of the Quran or a name of a prophet or a king, he said, then it is what? Like a luqata. If it is ala alamat al kufr and from the kuffar and that and so on, then it is what? Rikaz. Sah? It is rikaz. So the rikaz is what? What do we understand it? It is from the town of ignorance. Here he said, wa masrifuhu masrifu al fay'i wa baqiyatun li wajidih. He said, its recipient are the same as the recipient of the war booty gained without fighting. And the rest belongs to the one who finds it. They differentiate between the ghanima and the fay. Hada, what does it do? It's distributed to five different proportions. One proportion to Allah and His Messenger, which is to be given in the needs of the Muslims, and one proportion to all of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a proportion to the orphans, and a proportion to the needy, and a proportion to Ibn Sabil, the way Pharaoh. So this is whom we give that khumus to those. Why? Because al-rikaz is what? Money of whom? Kuffar. And that's why the division of it according to the division of the faith. He said, whatever left, yani, the four proportions, which is the 80%, is the one who fights. Now, I will go, inshallah, through... I'm going to read, inshallah, from book... الشرح الممتع for Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. Here, he was asked, listen to this. He said, is there zakat on petrol, on oil? He said, there is no zakat on it. Why? Because it is owned by the government. And the money that is owned by the government, is there zakat on it? Remember we said? No. Any money allocated for the community, there is no zakat on it. That's why the government, the Muslim government, does not have to pay zakat on the money of the Muslims, because that's a community money. So, and he said here, there is no zakat in it. But the reality is, what about if this oil field owned by whom? By private investors. Exactly. A majority of the people are private investors. In Saudi Arabia, as the Sheikh and said, he answered way inside his country. You see. There is also a mas'ala the ulama spoke about in regard of honey, and this is only for the Hanabila. The Hanabila. The Hanabila, only the Hanabila, they said there is zakat on the honey, the asal. And this is one of the, they call it ulama, they call it mufradatul madhab. Some madhahib, they have one opinion not found in any other madhab. And one of mufradatul madhab al-Hanbali is what? Zakat in al-asal. Zakat in al-asal. طيب. Here, he said, I'm still reading from Sharh al-Mumti'. وَإِذَا أَخَذَ مِنْ مُلْكِهِ أَوْ مَوَاتْ مِنَ الْعَسَلِ 160. طيب. Here he said, here he said that it is to be taken the tenth of the honey. يعني each 10 pots of honey, you take one pot of asal. There is no proof in the Quran or in the Sunnah that it is obligatory. Well, asal is what? Bara'at al-dhimma. What did we talk about it now? Al-asal, that you don't have to pay zakat in what you own unless there is proof. And that's why we conclude that honey has no zakat. So, let's continue, inshallah. Here he said, zakatul athman, the zakat of currency. وَهِيَ نَوْعَانْ ذَهَبٌ وَفِضَّةٌ. Currency. What is the zakat? ذهب وفضة. The fatwa of the Ahbash. Currency, cash, dollars, is no zakat on it. Why? Because it's neither ذهب or فضة. You see, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. But this is when it happened in the early days of when they invented the currency, ulama debated the matter. They said, this is paper. And then the ulama discovered what? When it was said to them, this is paper, what did the ulama say? There is no zakat, some ulama. Then after that, the ulama, when they knew that actually the paper money, when it was given, it is a paper to say, this is worth 20 gram or 50 gram or 500 gram of gold. Because the idea behind the currency was what? Tell me. You don't have to carry the gold and the silver with you. You just carry a paper that says this is a gold and silver. Then after that, it progressed to where? To remove the gold and silver and leave it to confidence in the market, as you see in the markets today. You see? So subhanAllah al-Azim, as you see, yani, the matter, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, he made it important about the gold and silver to be the currency. All the money, the paper money, is supposed to be at least backed with gold and silver. He said here, rahimahullah, وَهِيَ نَوْعَانْ ذَهَبُ وَفِضَّةٌ. It is two types, ذَهَبُ وَفِضَّةٌ. And whatever, or whatever that tail replaces it from, dollars and euro and lira and anything that comes, pounds, anything that comes instead. He said, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, وَلَا شَيْءٌ فِي الْفِضَّةِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ مِئَتَيْ dirham. There is no zakat on silver until it reaches 200 dirhams, which is about 595 of pure silver. Once it reaches that, is what? Is the zakat. Of course, the dalil is what? Is the ijma', is with the consensus that 200 dirham. And also the hadith, which is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in the zakat, he said, وَفِي الرِّقَّةِ إِذَا بَلَغَتْ مِئَتَيْ دِرْهَمْ رُبْعُ الْعُشْرِينَ. And the silver, when it reaches 200 dirham, 2.5%. Here he said, فَيَجِبُ فِيهَا خَمْسَةُ دَرَاهِمْ. Then it is obligatory to pay 5 dirhams, which is 2.5%. Here he said, ولا شيء في الذهب حتى ولا شيء في الفضة ولا شيء في الذهب حتى يبلغ 20 مثقالا. He said, and there is no zakat on gold until it reaches 20 mithqal. About what? 85 gram of pure gold. And its zakat is half mithqal. Here he said, of course, as he said, فَيَجِبُ فِيهِ نِصْفُ مِثْقَال or نِصْفَ مِثْقَال. He said, the dalil is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Ibn Umar and Aisha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take كَانَ يَأْخُذُ مِنْ كُلِّ عِشْرِينَ دِينَارًا فَصَاعِدًا نِصْفَ دِينَارًا. He said, he used to take from every 20 dinar and above nisf dinar. The dinar is what? Is gold. And the dirham is what? Silver. So at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had what? Two currencies. Dirham and dinar. And both of them are import. Arabs never had their own currency, not after till until later. But they never had their own currency. As far as I remember, from the Persians is the silver currency, and from the Romans, the golden currency. And it used to have their faces on it and the print of their kings, they have. What I want to talk about before we stop, how much then do we pay? Because that affects you too. Meaning, now the cash, we said, it's a currency. And the currency based on gold or silver, remember, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, 595 grams of silver was nearly equal to 85 grams of gold in value. Now, the silver gram is $1.4. And the gold is what? 50 Australian dollars. They will never be equal. Do we calculate the nisab on the silver or the gold? That is the question. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you calculate it on the silver and it is about a dollar, and if you look in the market now, you look at the price of spot silver, you're not reading how much is the gram. You're looking how much is al onsa, the ounce, which is around about 28 gram. Now, if the nisab on the gold, 85 gram, you're telling me to buy $50, you come out with what? At least 4,000 something dollars, the nisab. If you calculate it on silver, you're looking around about, let's say, $595. Yeah, let's just say $30 per ounce. 28 grand, it is less than a dollar. Let's just say dollar. Yani, 595. Yani, if we estimate the gram of silver for $1 and the gram of gold for $50.
66.
66? Even more. His brother saying 66. But let's just say 50 so we can calculate easy. Then the threshold will be what? The nisab will be what? On the silver, 595. On the gold is what? 85 gram times 50. 8,500, 4,250. What do we do here?
Which one we take? Now we go back to another asr. What is the basic principle? What is the basic principle about the zakat? To support the rich or to support the poor?
Support the poor.
Now, and let's be honest. How many, if you get a random 100 Muslims, how many of them have $600 they own it? And how many have 4,250 they own it? In number, if you learn to count.
One of them will have
4,000. Now, what I'm saying, one of them, you'll find 50% of those people, or even 70%, let's just say they have 4,250 sitting in the bank. And you'll find others, if you're 100 people, you'll find about 90% of the people, they have that 600 sitting in their account for the whole year. So the poor person is going to get more money through calculating it in silver or gold?
Silver.
Because there are more people under the umbrella of paying zakat. With the gold, you're lessening the circle and that umbrella. Sah? It's like now if I ask you, yani you don't have to tell me, how many of you have $5,000? Even 3, 4. How many of you have $600? You find 15. So I'll come to collect the zakat. I'm going to get more. Sah? And that's why I believe, as my sheikh taught me, the zakat to be calculated, the currency to be calculated on what? On
silver,
not gold. But if someone calculates on gold, a hukuma, a fatwa, a dar al fatwa, majlis, a imma, anything, they calculate on gold, jazakumullah khair, because there's no issue in between the two. We rather the silver because you can collect more. Yeah, I know you collect less, yeah, a small amount of money, but it all will add up, and you, by the end of the day, you want to try to benefit the poor to the best of possibility. Here he said, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا غِشٌ فَلَا زَكَاةَ فِيهِمَا حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ قَدْرُ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ نِصَابًا. Listen, because we're going to talk about the jewelry and this. He said, if the silver or gold is impure, there is no zakat on either until the weight of the pure amount of gold or silver reaches the nisab. Right. What is bush meaning? Let's just say, yani, doesn't have to be rush cheating. No. The gold is not pure gold 24. Today it's all mixed with what? Copper. Broken down. Sah. Same thing, the gold today could be mixed with pearls as jewelry. Or let's just keep it as simple as mixed with copper. And that's why they call it 18 karat gold. Sah? You say, here he's saying that there is no zakat until it reaches what? The 85 gram. Pure gold. Tayyib. So how do I calculate it? Because the silver, the gold today, most of it 18 and 14 and 21 or 20 karat gold or whatever. How do I calculate it? Well, I do not know the ratio, even if I know the ratio of how much silver in that gold and how much gold. You see, we say you still pay the zakat on 85 grams. Why? Because that is the closest to the mark. And also you are not paying the zakat on 24 karat gold, you're paying the zakat on what? On 18 karat gold. Which is the price is what? Cheaper. And that's why if you have gold at home, 18 karat, what do you do? What do you do?
You go and pay the zakat according to the gram of what? 18 carat, not the spot gold, the 24. According to the 18 carat gold. You ask how much and you pay the zakat. You want to pay according to the spot gold, it's up to you. But 18 carat gold. We'll speak about the jewelry next week because there's no time to talk about the jewelry. And so you understand the point here? By the end of the day, yani this matter is a matter of jewelry, it's not a matter of gold. Because today no one sells you gold, free gold, pure gold, no one. Pure gold, no one sells you. Even if you buy it, you know how you buy it? You go and buy an ounce from the jeweler and you take it home. This is what how you pay for it. And today also they pay you what? You can buy gold from the bank. You don't see the gold, it gives you a paper. They own 10 kilos of gold and that's it. And you're here with that paper, the bank owe you 10 kilos of gold. You have this paper. Now that paper is zakat liable on the pure price of gold. You say, but I don't have gold now, this is gold. That paper says that you own 5 kilos or half a kilo or something. This is all zakat payable. Here he said, فَإِنْ شَكَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ خُيِّرَ بَيْنَ الْإِخْرَاجِ وَبَيْنَ سَبْكِهِمَا لِيَعْلَمَ ذَٰلِكَ. He said, if the silver or gold is impure, without that, he said, if there is any doubt about its purity, there are two options to choose from. To pay the zakat on the amount as it is, or to first purify it by casting it in order to determine the actual amount. What he's saying here, he's saying, rahimahullah, he said that if you do not know whether it's pure or not, you can either pay for it, the zakat, as it is, as pure gold, or you go and cast it and check it, and then pay the zakat. Right? And then you pay the zakat. You understand? Why? Because you're always welcome to pay extra, but you're not welcome to pay less. Because extra is a sadaqah for you, less you're ripping off the poor. And it's not your money. It's lillahi wali mu'mineen, to the needy. So you remember that. And inshallah, from next week, we'll talk about the zakat on the jewelry.
Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum.